On your radio.
On your phone.
Online.
And here.
Play KMFM.
News you can trust.
This is KMFM. And with the latest news for Kent, at 1 o'clock, it is Ishmael Khawaja.
The Dukes and Duchesses of Cambridge and Sussex have teamed up for the first time to launch a new mental health text messaging helpline. William, Kate, Harry and Meghan are backing the Shout initiative, aimed at anyone having a tough moment. It's a free 24-hour service with volunteers on standby to help with any issue, including those being bullied or having suicidal thoughts. Prince William is hoping to help thousands of vulnerable people every day.
As texting is private and silent, it opens up a whole new way to find help. It provides instant support. You can have a conversation anywhere and anytime, at school, at home, on the bus, anywhere.
Meantime, ahead of Mental Health Awareness Week, we've been hearing from some famous voices about why we need to stop and think about what support people might need. KMFM is joining radio stations across the country for a special broadcast on Monday morning. Stephen Fry is one of the celebrities who's speaking out.
Mental health issues affect so many millions in this country. I'm one. And you probably aren't more than one or two people away from someone who has a mental health issue themselves.
You can hear the Mental Health Minute here on KMFM just before the 11 o'clock bulletin on Monday.
KMFM.
KMFM News.
The Chancellor claims a full-blown trade war between America and China would be very dangerous for the global economy. Philip Hammond says he's optimistic it can be avoided, but admits the UK's economy could be affected. Meanwhile, figures show growth in Britain's finances accelerated by 0.5% in the first 3 months of the year. That's up from 0.2% in the final quarter of 2018. Almost 1 in 20 people have experienced aggression by someone else's drinking, according to a study. A poll claims that includes being physically threatened or hurt and being forced into sex by their partners. Men were more likely to experience violence, but women were twice as likely to suffer emotional harm or neglect. Jane Wright is from the health support charity Turning Point. She says many are functioning alcoholics.
There's that sort of stereotypical thing that to have an issue with alcohol, you have to have, you know, reached a real rock bottom, lost your job, be out on the streets. And actually, there's probably lots of people probably questioning maybe their own alcohol, or maybe other people have some concerns about their alcohol use.
A man who fled to Lithuania after stabbing a colleague with a bread knife in Northfleet has been jailed for 14 months. A European arrest warrant was issued for Sergej Kisilyov after he left another man with 9 wounds following an argument near their home. The 22-year-old was due to stand trial for attempted murder, but a judge accepted a plea to inflicting grievous harm after none of the witnesses turned up at the hearing. Another major high street store with outlets across Kent has gone into administration. Fashion retailer Select confirmed this morning it had called in administrators due to ongoing financial difficulties. It has 169 stores nationwide, including in Gillingham, Chatham, Maidstone and Ashford. A dad from Kings Hill, whose daughter was diagnosed with a brain tumour the size of a golf ball, has been speaking about what they went through in a bid to raise awareness of the symptoms.
The only thing we could do was hold her, walk her up and down the corridor of the ward for those 12 hours up to her surgery.
Initially, 14-month-old Octavia Begbie's parents thought she was teething, but rushed her to hospital when she was sick and developed a stiff neck. Within days, she underwent 22 hours of surgery. Richard says it was a complicated procedure.
The tumour was right in the middle of her head. It's like taking a yolk out of an egg. So they had to go through the healthy brain tissue.
He's now finishing a fundraising walk to buy another piece of equipment so more people can benefit from the pioneering surgery. We're being urged to stay vigilant after two people were contacted by fake police officers near Maidstone. Two pensioners from Cranbrook received separate calls from men claiming to be from Scotland Yard and the Met Police. They were both told to withdraw cash so they could be checked for being genuine. A man in his 80s handed money over to an unknown man. Fire crews have managed to put out a huge fire which has badly damaged 3 flats. Firefighters were sent to Commercial Road this morning. You can see pictures from the scene at kentonline.co.uk. A Tunbridge man who went missing for more than 3 months while travelling Europe has now been found. 27-year-old Dominic Mader was last seen in February when he attended the British Embassy in Bratislava.
KMFM Sport.
With Dino Rod, the drainage experts in Kent. Visit dino.com.
Football, and it's an all-English final in the Europa League after victories for Arsenal and Chelsea. Arsenal eased to a 7-3 aggregate win against Valencia after Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang hat-trick helped them to a 4-2 triumph in Spain. Chelsea needed penalties to get past Eintracht Frankfurt after a 2-2 draw on aggregate. Eden Hazard scored the winning spot kick at Stamford Bridge. The European Cup finals will be competed between sides from the same country for the first time ever, following Liverpool and Tottenham's Champions League success. That's the latest. Next updates at 2.